But we got a guy on the line.
We got a guy
who we haven't spoken to in a year. Last year in Buffalo, obviously he went first overall. The next day he popped by the booth. We had a nice
chat. Said hello. We had a good chat. And then a year later, he's a superstar.
And not much really happened over the year.
Not much.
Not much significance.
Winning awards, scoring goals, doing it all.
Whatever. 4 goals opening night, 40 on the season, couple in the playoffs. Here he is from the Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews. How's it going, Austin?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're doing pretty well. I mean, we were obviously just joking around. When you look back on that season, it culminated in a Calder a couple of nights ago. When you look back on your rookie season, with all the amazing moments, is there one that will stick out that will be the most memorable for you long term?
I mean, there's quite a bit. The first game was a pretty special night for myself and my family, and the Centennial Classic was pretty cool as well. So I mean, we were pretty fortunate to plan a lot of cool events this year, and the season flew by itself. So looking forward to the upcoming one here soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's around the corner, and going into your second year, like we said, you obviously lit the league on fire right
off
the
hop. How do you top it?
Yeah, how do you improve on that? How do you go into an offseason hoping to improve on the season you just had?
I mean, there's always things you can improve on, but I think individually, as a team, everybody, we want to take a step forward. As a team, we want to make it further in the playoffs, and as a player individually, I mean, I want to do more, and I think that's the way it is throughout the whole locker room.
We're chatting with Austin Matthews. We're live in Chicago at the NHL Draft. Overdrive continues.
Austin, who was happier for you when you won the Calder? Was it your parents and your father, or was it your second father, Mike Babcock, who was sitting behind you?
I don't know. It's probably a pretty close call between those two, but it was nice. Nice to have them there, and obviously, Mike's been great for the team. Learned a lot from him all year, so it was pretty cool.
He was jacked up, man.
Did you understand, Austin, that it was like a slam dunk you were winning it? I mean, everybody in the world knew. Did you understand that you were locked to win that award?
Not really, honestly. I mean, come on. When you look at the rookie class, it was a pretty good rookie class there outside of the top three as well, but I didn't think it was really going to be a runaway. I thought it'd be pretty close.
Well, when you take a look at your first season, and Brian was just asking you about it, you had heard a lot about the Toronto market. Now you're 1 year underneath your belt. Was there anything that caught you off guard as far as the media attention, the fan attention? You'd heard about it, now you've lived it. Looking back on it, was it something that it was a seamless transition, or did you have to work at it?
No, you definitely have to work at it. You can't really, know what to expect until you kind of go through it. And, I mean, throughout the whole year, it was kind of, a learning process as far as the media and the constant attention you get playing for the Maple Leafs. But, I think all of us, especially the young guys, we just kind of embrace it and learn as you go on, and we've got pretty fortunate. We've got a great staff of not only coaches and management, but media, PR people that are always there for you, and it definitely kind of makes that transition a little bit easier.
Connor McDavid wore the captain or the C on his jersey in year two. Is that something you think you'd be ready for if Mike Babcock and the organization brought that to your attention?
It's not really up to me, but whether I have a letter on my jersey or not, I mean, I want to be a leader on the team and, lead by example. So, but that's not really something I think about too often. If it happens, then it happens. But if not, then, I'm going to continue to be the person I am, I just want to play hockey. So, just continue to be a leader on and off the ice.
We're chatting with Austin Matthews of the Maple Leafs. We're live in Chicago for the NHL Draft. If you were to be become the captain, would your first move be telling Mitch Marner not to wear jorts to a Jays game?
No, I think I'd actually encourage it.
What?
You really support that move?
I support it. I thought I was actually pretty caught off guard the fact that he threw those on and went out there. But, yeah, I was a big fan.
Okay, so let me ask you something. I was kind of looking for some. I don't know if you know what I look like, but I'm a little stockier than you guys. Where do you recommend I get some jorts?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd recommend it for a frame type like yours, but I don't know.
What do you mean by that?
You look like a construction worker in jorts.
Thicker gentleman. That's what he's trying to say.
Oh, yeah. So I got to go to big and tall? Is that where I got to get my jorts?
Just big and tall. I think that's the store.
Yeah, there's a few
of
those.
This guy off the phone.
with Austin Matthews here on Overdrive. Speaking of the Jays games, you went to a Jays game shortly after the season. You were spotted behind home plate, and that picture blew up into a meme. You had a hat on. You had glasses on. Were you in disguise at that point? Were you hoping that people wouldn't recognize you, or what was going on there at the Jays game?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I actually had one of my good friends from home in town, and we were going through the CN Tower, just kind of doing some sightseeing. He hadn't been in Toronto, so we went to a Jays game, and lucky enough, got some good seats. So it was a fun time. That was pretty good game. The Jays ended up winning, so I was really happy.
We had Drew Doughty at TSN a couple weeks ago, and he said one of the elements of playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs is dealing with the fame. Everywhere you go, you're recognized. How do you find that experience? Is it something that, you know, you kind of like it, or does it bother you? Is it annoying? What is it like being one of probably the most famous person in Toronto walking the streets?
Well, it's definitely an adjustment. I can't say I hate it or it's annoying, because I feel pretty fortunate to play in a city like Toronto that cares so much about the team. So, but I think there's obviously some times where you like it to be a little bit more private, where you don't have to stop every 2 minutes and take pictures or sign something for a fan. But so I think it's nice. You kind of find a good in between. You find your spots that you like to go to, or it's a little bit more low key and not as many people. But like I said, I think that's how it goes for everybody on the team. They feel pretty lucky to be playing in a city like Toronto that cares so much.
Let's bring it back to the ice. Talk about your experience in the playoffs. We were in the building game six. Fans are into it. How big of a level or big of a step up was it from the regular season to the playoffs? And kind of what did you learn through that whole process?
It's a pretty big step. Honestly, it's the best hockey, and you hear everybody say it, but it really is. It's so much fun. The atmosphere, just the building, especially Toronto with the fans outside the square, the fans inside the arena. It's just a whole another level of excitement in hockey. So, I think it was a good experience for us as a young team to kind of get our feet wet in the playoffs and going against the best team in the regular season. And I thought we did fairly well, and obviously there's a lot we can learn from that series moving on.
We're chatting with Austin Matthews, and that's the beauty of getting to the playoffs is now the expectations, they rise. And the city really jumped on board with you guys this year and loved the ride. And now I think fans are getting a little bit greedy. They want to see you guys take that next step. And it might start a weekend like this one, where maybe some deals go down. As a player, are you tracking what the Leafs are doing, what the rest of the team is doing? Your hometown team, Arizona, they've been making a ton of moves here in Chicago. How are you tracking all the action?
You see it, you get updates on it and everything. And, it's kind of that time of year, I guess, where with the draft going on and free agency and teams are kind of looking to make some moves. But it's definitely a pretty interesting time.
Well, we're looking forward to having you guys back in town in September, and it was obviously just an incredible season. Congrats on winning the Calder, and enjoy the rest of your offseason, and thanks for doing this. We're looking forward to chatting more in the future.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thanks.
There's Austin Matthews.
Yep.
Our security guard, buddy, is right in front of us.
I just snapped a photo of I can't believe Brian Hayes kept his composure. This guy walked 12 feet away from us and looked us dead in the eyes with his giant mustache. But We did a good job.
We're sitting here talking to Matthews.
We're talking to the biggest star in Toronto.
Here's the thing. I'll bet you if Mullen, go back and get my last question where I was trying to ask.
Barely keeping it together.
I was trying to keep my composure because I'm tracking this guy. He's walking towards us. The mustache is just growing.
And
I'm trying to get a question out to Austin Matthews.
I thought Austin was great.
Yeah, he's going to handle this properly. I think,
absolutely.
Oh, you asked him the appropriate question, like what Drew Doughty had to say and what's it like. And he said, listen, He might be the most popular guy in Toronto.
There's no question. I thought it was an excellent question.
It was.
You were drooling when I fired that one.
It was very well put together.
The way I threw the Doughty thing in there.
Here's the thing. It was actually a remix of the question I asked 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, it was.
You already asked that?
I had asked him that kind of question about the adjustment to coming to Toronto. You had heard about Toronto.
Oh.
What was it like?
Yeah, there was a different element to it.
I was
different element, but
point.
He mowed your lawn a little bit.